Chapter 7, Spontaneous Illumination. For everyone there exists soul illumination by which to see ultimate things, spiritual realities, as they are in pure consciousness. The real includes the seeing eye and hearing ear. The Lord hath made even both of them. Spiritual illumination includes spiritual sight and spiritual hearing, permanent realities ever present. Truth is eternal. There is an eternal way of seeing and hearing it. It has been written truly, that which we seek with passionate longing, here and there, upward and outward, we find at last within ourselves. At all times we should live in rapt devotion to our all-understanding and all-loving being. The self is here and now and alone. When we draw from the depths of our pure holy being, we know living reality to be about us everywhere. We do not see contrary to it. Spontaneous illumination has no boundaries, no limits, no restrictions. Coming swiftly, unexpectedly, it delivers immediate knowing, immediate exaltation, immediate freedom. Spontaneous illumination may come as soft, gentle knowing. Sometimes it is like a liquid poured over our head, falling all about us. Without thought or reason, we know. Regardless in what form it comes, illumination always brings the sense of infinite knowing. While reading some illumined message, suddenly our eyes may strike a certain word, and this word will burst into being before us, and lo, spiritual ideas blaze forth in radiant beauty, wonder, light, like a sunrise. Such an experience is always grand and glorious. Nothing else is comparable to it. Illumination is infinite sense, seeing and knowing reality as all there is. Perfect mind, perfect body, perfect world, perfect thing. Illumination comes to everyone fitted to receive it. Give up the imperfect belief that one's good comes by way of some mental treatment, mental achievement. This is one of the first steps out of delusion into reality. Self-illumination reveals to us our ever-present good. Our search ends in ourself as the real and the eternal. In her book of poems called Miracle at Sea, Mildred Hayward beautifully writes as follows, quote, "There is no need to strive for God when stillness holds the secret of our search. Lo here, lo there, we seek throughout the world, in mazes of uncertainties, while now, within the quiet center of our heart, God waits in shining beauty our first flash of understanding, when the mortal beggar turns back to his immortal throne." End quote. Spontaneous illumination reveals eternal revelation. Eternal revelation is wholeness. Eternal revelation is harmony, rhythm itself, in ever-abiding perfection, harmony, and glory.